thought platform.
Peter, we're on the thought platform.
I've joined you here.
When you read, is it paper books? Is it electronic books? Or is it audio books? What are your feelings, thoughts, concerns, desires, and go-tos?
I tend to read more paper than not.
Okay.
I tend to experience daily topical reading.
Yes.
In an electronic format.
You mean like news?
News and other editorial type things.
Okay.
Or opinion pieces tend to be through an electronic device. And I take in almost no audiobooks.
Okay. Despite the fact you used to work on audiobooks.
Back in the day when they really were called that.
What are they called now?
Well, no, sorry. They were called books on tape. They really were when I did it.
That's true.
In the mid-90s.
So why do you read paper books?
They just feel good in my hand.
Peter, there was a time when we were all supposed to have a Kindle or some other ebook device, and Amazon was filling all the books up there, and it was going to be half price or less, and all the bookstores in the country were going to go out of business. Little of that happened. I, too, find myself reading books, yeah, like they paper books.
They feel good.
They feel good, and they're not an ebook. Like, they're not connected to the internet. I like that aspect of them. I occasionally, though not as often as I used to, will read a book with a pen in my hand and make little markings or underline some things. But I also can go back to a book. If there's ever a reason I need to go back and look at something, I pick up the book and go back to it.
Now, there is something to the I don't want to be inundated with physical objects. I don't want to be surrounded by possessions. I don't want to be controlled by what I own.
Well, then that's why we have libraries.
And that's right. And that's right. And I really enjoy putting a bookmark into a book and closing that book and knowing I'm coming right back or I'll be back to it.
Precisely. And I think there is a transition element for me because I tend to read in the evening before bed. And I've put my phone away. I've closed my computer. I've done all those things. And now I'm turning to the book. And it's become almost on purpose, a ritualized event.
I will say that many times in the evenings, I will nod off and find that I've dropped the paperback book or the small hardcover book to my chest.
Yes.
And I've clearly fallen asleep. When I do that with my Kindle, it hurts my nose because it hits me directly in the face. And I don't like that loss of a grip because you're holding the Kindle so tight that when you start drifting off and it slips through your fingers, it really falls at weird angles and clips you in the face.
What about magazines? People were proclaiming the death of magazines.
I don't know if there's the death of them.
Yes.
But I have significantly lowered my intake of physical magazines. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Is this a save the trees kind of thing? I mean, it is a wasteful enterprise.
Honestly, there are not many magazines I care about.
Mm-hmm.
I can only think of a handful that I even still look through.
It used to be that culture was carried through magazines.
Yeah, your Time,
and
your
music
Newsweek,
stores.
Your Life magazine.
Or Popular Science, or
Discover.
Atlantic,
remember Discover,
or Discover
magazine?
Or Smithsonian, or
National Geo.
National Geo. Whatever your proclivities were, there were magazines for you.
Yep. But now that's where
bodybuilding magazine.
Well, me, yes. But I
heavy
was
heavy metal magazine.
Again, me, yes.
Fangoria.
Not so much me. You would think me.
You're not into horror movies?
Yeah, they're all right.
All right.
I appreciate them.
Okay.
I think that's where the internet and the web accessibility has really come to play. I think that. So it's not the death of magazines, but it's definitely changed the nature of what magazines need to convey.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see a world where magazines will continue. They have to do a different thing, whether that's content that can never be found online, or The New Yorker's a really good example of a magazine that you can experience both in paper form and digitally and have very similar experiences. So I do appreciate that.
And even a third experience with that one in particular where they have a podcast. So they basically bring over a audio version of the magazine, if you will. They produce another, it's another product, but it is not unlike an audio form of the magazine.
Okay, but then you have something like the New York Times, yes, which I'm now experiencing only digitally.
Okay.
I've given up the hard paper copy, which is difficult because I want to have newspaper for utilitarian reasons in my household.
Sure.
But I don't have them now.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm starting to experience their daily podcast called The Daily.
Mm-hmm.
But their daily podcast isn't really anything to do with the paper. It's its own thing. It's another piece of content that they're producing.
Of one in-depth story a day.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, but interesting that you bring up the idea of bookstores going away. They won't.
Well, an awful lot of them did, and a fair number are coming back. I'll tell you what I miss. I miss when there were both local and huge chain retail bookstores that had coffee shops in them. Mm. And on a, believe it or not, a Friday or a Saturday night, you can go into any one of those in any suburb or metropolitan area, and they were packed.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Trident Booksellers here in Boston, which is still here.
Yes.
Lots of other places all around the country. And they would be absolutely packed. There were places to go, and whether you were there to buy a magazine, actually read a book, drink a cup of coffee, people watching, whatever else you do in a crowd of people, and authors would give talks there. I think we've lost something without these forums, and I'd say the same with music stores, which don't exist anymore because we don't sell music in any physical form.
Although you do have that resurgence of records.
Well, a little bit, but I'll say this. You know, you used to go into a music store here in Boston, say Newbury Comics or anywhere in the world, a Tower Strawberries. Record, Strawberries, or lots of independent places.
Virgin Megastore.
And you would see magazines of all types. That the whole span of culture and music.
Imports, yes.
And then you would have all different types of music, and each store would sort of show the knowledge or the desires of both the clientele and the owners,
yep,
or the buyers.
Yes, they would.
And then you could talk to people, and they would turn you on to new music.
Yep.
And you would also sort of be enveloped in whatever was happening culturally and music-wise sort of that week. You know, a lot of it was marketing, but we don't have a venue like that anymore. You know, staring at your phone or your tablet is an individualized experience, and it's not the same.
No, but now you have vape shops.
I guess. What is that? Where you vape and look at your phone with your headphones on?
Okay.
Well, not the same.
Okay, man.
So, are you paper forever? Paper book forever?
I'm probably going to be paper book forever because I like it. I also really, really, really enjoy used books. I like the idea of a book getting a second, a third, or a fourth life. Like this idea that you would find something that's long since out of print. It had a previous owner, and I'm picking up something that, you know, for $2 or $3 that I'm going to spend a couple of weeks with. I like that.
I totally agree with that. And usually the bookstore owner or employees can help guide you like a good librarian somewhere you need to be. I'll ask you one other question. Those stores, now that they don't exist so much anymore, certainly music stores don't, were great for serendipitous
finds,
discoveries.
Yeah, absolutely.
That can't happen much on your phone.
No.
Or on the computer. It's very difficult for that to happen because everything is tagged in a way to find you exactly what you want very quickly, which is great if you're looking for something specific, but difficult and somewhat frustrating and feels rudderless if you don't know exactly what you're looking for.
Name a bookstore that you know is still in operation that offers a great used section.
I know that there's one in the town in which you grew up, Manchester yes. by the Sea.
Manchester by the Book is what it's called.
That's right. I know. I frequent the Concord bookstore, but that does not carry used books. There's Trident Booksellers on the top of Newbury Street. I don't think they have used books either. And even in Harvard Square, the Coop, I don't think they have used books. Maybe it's a missing market. I have been in other towns, in other cities.
Yes.
California, Colorado, other places.
Of course, New York City has the Strand.
Well, of course, New York City, and that's all used books, right?
That's right.
Or is it a mix?
They might have some new, but their sort of reputation is their used books.
Right, and that store is enormous.
Giant.
And there's a couple of different outlets maybe now?
They've opened up sort of a Times Square area, but the big store is down by Union Square.
Yeah, and that bookstore is fantastic and has all the hallmarks of a great bookstore. Of course, in Portland, Oregon, there's Powell's.
Yes.
World of Books. And that's 50-50.
Yes.
That's some new books in a huge used section. So they exist.
They do exist.
The big independent ones are still there. We frequent them. And I did not think I would be an evangelist for paper books. But I have come around. I used to love sitting on an airplane and thinking, boy, I have everything ever written at my fingertips. And I could put it right on this little device. And it's all right here in this little convenient thing. And then I found that I really missed holding a book and reading it that way.
I'll tell you one more thing that you should do with a used book.
Okay.
Is that after you've read it
mm-hmm.
and you've enjoyed it,
okay.
you should give it to a friend of yours.
That is an excellent idea.
It probably should be me.
You're not one to hold on to books, are you?
I hold on to a fair amount of books, mostly for research purposes. I need to go back and check a fact or mm-hmm. a piece of information that I think to be true,
mm-hmm.
Or for... if it's such a good read that I know I'm going to want to read it a second time mm-hmm. or a third time or a fourth time. And then there's things like Shakespeare plays and all that I have to hold on to for reference. But no, I would rather read a great book, really have enjoyed it, and then find someone I know who I think would get something out of it. Because when you give someone a book, a friend, and not related to it being a gift, just you say, this is a book I think you'd get something out of.
Right.
That people actually take that and they, oh, okay, I'll check
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're extending your worldview or your experience with them. I will ask you one more question, though. It used to be not so long ago that we would indeed do that. We would give people books or we would give them CDs, obviously before that, tapes and records, and say, hey, I love this music and this book. These things helped shape my personality. I want to share them with you. Because I think they're that good, and I want you to have that. Do we have an equivalent now?
I don't know what is happening in the popular culture. I fear mm-hmm. that it's the Instagram feed and the Facebook feed and the Twitter feed.
Right, we're sort of doing that daily to however many friends we have following us.
And that is a form of curating mm-hmm. oneself that is not unlike the mixtape of old.
Okay.
So, however, it's not always as deliberate as I think it once was.
I don't think it is, and I don't think it's personal.
I don't think it's personal, and I don't think it's your best foot forward all the time either.
Well, and it's also, as the name implied, instant.
Yeah.
It's ethereal, and when you hand somebody a book, you're kind of asking them to spend, you know, 10 to 20 to 30 hours
yeah.
involved in something that you also spent that amount of time involved
and
in.
You've taken additional time to say, this person would get something out of this material for right. these reasons.
Right.
Whereas I agree with you, the instant thing, you know, instant hot cocoa is nice, but it's not great.
Yeah, but if you stand next to someone while you're making real cocoa, steam, you share an experience.
Steam that milk.
Put in the marshmallow.
Booksmith in Brookline has a huge used section underground, Coolidge Corner, Brookline.
I don't miss video stores.
We don't. Although,
yes.
Would you not go to one right now if they had Blu-rays and DVDs? Would you not go? And if you could rent two for a dollar, wouldn't you do it?
Well, You know, I'll tell you, the one thing I do miss about Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix DVDs, they had every movie. Yes. Like whatever your desire was, if you love silent movies, if you love just weird foreign movies, if you love art flicks that no one else watches, they'd have it.
Yeah.
And you'd say, these are my three top picks, and you'd get one of them, and then eventually you'd get the other ones that you want. It was a great lending library of sorts for videos. And now Netflix, you know, online streaming, which is the way we use it, is, you know, you get what they have contracts for. And the it's a completely different service than it was when it was discs.
But they still offer discs. I know a few people still do it.
I know, but it seems it's an extra step. Yeah. And I'm not there yet.
Yeah, we're going to get you back to it.
But I don't miss, my experience with Netflix is exactly the same as it was in the video store, which is looking around for the perfect movie when there's 10 totally adequate movies right in front of my face, and it still takes an hour to figure out what to watch.
Just get while you're sleeping.
Yeah, nothing has changed.
Just pick that movie.
It's the exact same experience.
It's fine.
Although, it was always helpful to have those staff picks. Not an algorithm, an actual quirky human saying, these are 10 movies I love, because they were usually pretty good, because they probably went to film school and now worked at a video store.
Okay.
Be kind and rewind.
I worked at a video store for 2 years.
Okay.
And every hour that I worked in there,
yes,
someone would say, what do you recommend?
Yeah, right.
It's unbelievable.
We need help.
And I think we do need help.
We want to go to someone and say exactly that in so many ways, in so many realms of our life. And now all we have is a chat bot on the side of the screen that you press and a modal window pops up. And it's like, boop, boop, hi, I'm your assistant for this endeavor. How can I help you?
You liked Gilligan's Island. You would like Lost.
Right.
And maybe I won't.
Maybe I won't. How about, give me something I never would have found. You can't type that in a search window.
That's a tough one.
Right.
That's a tough one.
People need people.
Okay. This was a show. You just listened to it.